Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
I'm looking for the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number. If you've got a pressing money-type question, dial me up, 844-729-7469, or just simply send me an email right now. Go to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Today we talk a little bit about leakage. No, Jim Stewart, it's not what you're thinking. Retirement leakage, the perils of the 401k leakage. We'll get a chance to also visit with Lynn Rowe about that momentarily. But we start today with the disconnect between advisors and their clients and or customers. So sit back, relax, folks, or don't. It's the Ray Program. This is interesting because, as you know, the Department of Labor has this best interests contract that advisors are being held to that standard. That's on a temporary hold under the Trump administration. But a new survey reveals several actual disconnects between advisors and their clients. And my question is, if advisors are going to be held to a different standard, a standard of putting their clients' interests before their own, then there has to be a level of communication. Here is what was reported somewhere, I don't know where. Oh, in wealthmanagement.com. If financial advisors want to act in the best interest of their clients, they first need to know what those interests are, but that's not necessarily what happens. A new survey from Investing Media Solutions reveals several disconnects between what advisors think are the primary concerns and goals of their clients and what their clients actually believe. For example, the number one investment priority for 74% of asset managers, let me just make sure I get this right. Yeah, 74% of asset managers, roughly three-quarters are actual financial advisors, the rest work in insurance, institutional investing, or commercial banking, is wealth preservation and risk management. But for their clients, it's growth, a priority for 54% of the affluent investors surveyed. Now, let me tell you why this is a potential nightmare for both the customer and the advisor. The advisor is saying, well, wealth preservation and risk management should be high up on the list. But evidently, when surveyed, the customer is saying, I want growth. Well, the survey just happened. What if your advisor and you had this discussion in 2008? Would there have been a similar conversation? No, in 2008 and even beyond, because let's face it, the 57% decline in the Standard & Poor's 500 is still plaguing many wealthy and not-so-wealthy investors. In fact, it's plaguing millennials. Many millennials haven't even gotten into the stock market because they watched their parents lose a fortune. So the advisor will be held to a best interest of their customer standard by the Department of Labor. Who could fault them for wanting wealth preservation and risk management? Well, evidently the customer, because the customer is saying, no, I want growth. Well, who in the heck wouldn't want growth? The market's up almost 300% since the bottom. Do you see where the government getting involved in trying, I mean, who's going to arbitrate that? So now your financial advisor thinking they were doing something good by managing risk in your portfolio and preserving wealth in your portfolio, put you in a more conservative asset mix, but you come back some years later and say, well, wait a minute, if you would have listened to me, I wanted growth. So that 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds didn't get me the 300%, it got me 150% or 200%. So on my million-dollar portfolio, you cost me $300,000 or $400,000. Do you see where this can go? Now, as I've said many times on this program, having sat around the kitchen table and later on in my career, the business table with wealthy and middle-class Americans, what customers and or clients tell you may or may not be what they want or what they need. And so the government stepping in and now evidently going to be the arbiter of what you wanted 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago is ludicrous. It's ludicrous. And so now we're finding in this study that there is a total disconnect. And of course, in the articles, they blame the advisor, saying they didn't ask. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that one bit. Because every advisor I know asks about your risk tolerance and all that. My suspicion is, and this comes from a lot of experience, is I ask you, Mr. Stewart, and you tell me, and I write down exactly what you tell me, and I design a portfolio around what I have been told by you, but that may not be what you really wanted.
Ray, the bottom line is that in general, the public is not saved for retirement. They were the guilty party. They did not do their own due diligence. And so that's why they come to us and say, we want growth because we've got to catch up for all those years we didn't contribute enough. We spent our money doing other things. And now when we don't get it, they're going to blame somebody else.
Yeah, this article makes the assumption that the advisor out of the clear blue sky is saying, well, you really wanted wealth preservation and risk management. I'm just not buying it because what they're saying, what advisors aren't doing. A new CFA Institute study highlights steps advisors can take to close the gap between what they offer and what individuals want. Well, what are they, shrinks? Are they have to get inside the brains? I know exactly what people say. They say because of this so-called behavioral issue called recency bias, they want what has performed best recently. Come on, everybody does that. And what's performed best recently? Well, the stock market has performed best. Now, international stocks, if you were to exclude, say, the last, you know, 3 or 4 months from the international market, they don't want international. They don't want international. So you put them in an all-domestic portfolio because you wrote it down. Whatever you do, Stuart, don't put me in international stocks because they suck. And so Stuart doesn't put them in international stocks. International stocks are up 10-15% this year. Then they come back and say, well, no, that's what I want. I wanted a more diversified portfolio, and you neglected to do that. Do you see how this is a lose-lose any way you slice it? And the government is right at the forefront of this, because Stewart's going to have to sign a contract that says he acted in his customer's best interest. He responded to what the customer told him. But see, the customer, and this happens with you, and it happens with me. We all have selective memory, don't we? How long has it been since the year 2000? Oh, 16 years. How have the markets done since then? I will talk about that in just a couple of minutes, because the answer is not so hot. Not so. If you look at the last 7 or 8 years, markets have been on fire. You go back to the peak in the year 2000, and that investor that wanted growth didn't get much growth, because you had the 2000 through 2002 crisis, where the stock market dropped 40 or 50%, and then you had the 2007 up to 2009 crisis, where the market dropped another 50%, two 50% drops over that 16-year period of time. Oh yes, we had a great recovery after the 2000 through 2002 drop, and a great recovery after the 2008 drop. But when you add it all up, they haven't gotten much in the way of growth. So this disconnect between the advisor and their customer may not be a disconnect at all. It may be advisors running for the hills because of the DOL.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
What advisors want, or excuse me, what clients want, and what the advisors think they want. New survey from Media Solutions revealing the disconnects between you and your advisor. Joining me on the program, an advisor herself in her own right, Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. You've only had about 30 years of doing this, and it's becoming more and more critical. You and I have both gone through these questionnaires and all this stuff. Yep. Are you, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10,
yep.
1 meaning you want to put your money under the mattress, 10 meaning you're going to Vegas. Where are you? I'm a 7, I'm an 8, yep. Until the market
always
crashes and then
toward
they...
toward the top until yeah. things go down.
And this is yep. this is really disconcerting to me, because now the government is saying, well, you need to be clairvoyant.
Oh, yeah.
Because now, not only do you need to ask the questions, and granted, if your advisor is not asking you the questions, well, then there's a competence issue there.
Yeah.
But my question is, are you answering the questions either properly, correctly, or genuinely? Because I think that there's this thing, Lynn, called recency bias.
Well, and that's the emotional response. You know, things are going great. I got to get on the bandwagon. Oh, things are going down. I got to get off the bandwagon.
I remember years ago you having a contact with an individual, I don't know if it was one of your clients or not, where they were really upset that they had locked up their money at 8% guaranteed tax deferred.
I think it was for 7 years.
7 or 8%.
Yeah.
And they were saying, but I could have made
15% in the stock market.
This was like, I think they locked it up in the year 2000 or 2001.
Yes.
And they forgot about the fact that the stock market had dropped 50%
yes.
in the interim, or 30% or whatever.
So we were going to
and then the market was coming back strong.
Yeah, recovery.
And they're locked in at 8% and they're complaining about that.
I know.
I don't remember 8%, but I do remember 7%. CDs, you know, 5-6 year CDs at 7% and so forth. There's a disconnect.
There is a disconnect. I mean, I remember when things were like 12-13% in a stock in the money market funds, but people would forget that back then we had negative amortization loans on our homes for pieces.
Yeah, well, that's true. And of course, after taxes and inflation, you still weren't making money.
No.
Well, in either event, I that's not necessarily why you are here to talk, but let's talk about the first quarter. I mentioned before the break that so many individuals are enamored with whatever happened best lately. Now, we know the international markets have been pretty much in the tank until the first quarter of this year. All of a sudden, we've got the international markets up about 8%. U.S. stocks up about 4.8%. You know where most of the money went in the first quarter? To bonds.
Of course.
Why? I don't know why. Bonds up 1%. So going back to this, okay, you've had this conversation with your client or your customer. Customer says, well, I fear the international markets. I fear the stock markets. I fear Donald Trump and his connection with the Russians and all this stuff that's been peddled by the media.
Yep.
So let's put our money into bonds. Meanwhile, the U.S. stock market has hit new record highs. The international markets have doubled the U.S. market. If you looked at inflows, money flowing in the first quarter of 2017, $34.5 billion flowed into U.S. stock funds, $47.9 billion flowed into international stock funds, $111.7 billion flowed into U.S. bond funds. Gold up 9.9% on all this fear. Latin America up 13.1%. Who wanted to touch Latin America? Do you see my point? My point is, when asked, you put your money into bonds, and this is a general statement, okay? And you earned 1%, but you could have earned 13.1% in Latin American stocks. You could have earned 8% in international stocks and 4% plus in U.S. stocks, but you didn't. And whose fault is that? Well, of course, it's your advisor's fault because they didn't listen to you. Do you see my point here, Lynn?
Oh, yeah.
That the government getting involved is giving every person on the planet the excuse to sue their broker for not listening to them. I'm just telling you, if you're a broker, if you're an advisor, it'd be best if you had them on tape. Get the permission so that it's legal.
Yeah.
So that you have this interview with your client, because I know what happens. Recency bias is real. Talk to anybody down at the golf club or the tennis club, and they will tell you, yeah, how they've been killing it lately in the market. Yeah, okay, sure. Sure you have. You put your money almost 3-to-1 in bonds over stocks over the course of the last quarter.
Well, brokers are going to have to start acting like policemen and wearing those little cameras, you know, just to record the conversations, because you're right. There is this sort of rewriting of history when you look back and say, well, gee, my broker didn't fill in the blank. The reality is that gets back to the same old story. You want to plan for a short, mid, and long term, and stop fiddling with it. Don't fiddle with it.
Yeah, you do have to start with a plan.
Strategy.
Okay, I want to change gears here, because in reading, I believe this was on, where is it, Think Advisor, one of the advisor publications, blogs, The Rising Retirement Perils of 401k Leakage. Evidently, more and more individuals are taking out 401k loans. Now, there could be a very good reason to take out a 401k loan. But, as you well know, tapping into or pocketing your retirement funds early can threaten your wealth down the road.
Sure.
And according to a study by the Boston College's Center for Retirement Research, which I don't buy all their stuff, but they say it could shrink down your retirement accounts by as much as 25% when the lost annual savings are compounded over 30 years. Now, I know we've got to go to a break, and I'm taking up some of your time, but I do want to talk about this, because the average 401k loan balance hovers around $8,000, the median about $4,000. But $8,000, it's not like the end of the world. But if an individual has to pay that back over 5 years, which, as you know, they do, the studies are saying that the way they're doing that is they're stopping contributing or reducing their contributions. And that is indeed, in my opinion, a mistake. When we come back,
sure,
I want to pick your brain on the leakage and when it is a good time and a not so good time to borrow against your 401k plan. Stick around. Lynn Rowe, my guest, co-host today. 844-RAY-SHOW if you have a question for Lynn. I also want to ask you about the so-called linked benefits plans that I talk about so much. So we're going to talk about that with Lynn Rowe when we return on the Ray Lucia Show.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, just the other day I was speaking with Lynn Rowe about the so-called sandwich generation. A little dangerous when you're talking to an Italian about sandwiches. But the sandwich generation, Lynn, as you explained, is...
It is the generation in between kids maybe still in college, high school, whatever, and parents are experiencing health conditions that they have to participate in managing, supervising, or even direct caregiving.
Now, we were talking about 401k loans,
yes.
And many times because you've got this dichotomy going on where you're pouring money out to pay for your kids' education, then mom or dad gets sick, and the only place you have money left are your retirement accounts. IRAs, of course, you've got to pay a penalty. If you're under 59 and a half, you've got to pay income taxes. The 401k does give you the ability to borrow. So most of the time, we're basing all over people for borrowing money out of their 401k because they're robbing their own financial future. But you may not have a choice.
Yeah.
You may not have a choice if your mom or dad need some kind of assistance. At least you could take, what, $50,000 out of a 401k, right?
Right.
And you have to pay that money back over 5 years.
That's correct.
So isn't it just a lot less expensive to take care of business up front?
Well, you bring up a good point, Ray. I mean, let's start with the parents. Oftentimes, parents are sitting on some cash, and they're thinking, that's going to take care of me when I get sick. The reality is, they're not going to be thinking clearly, and they're not going to be making decisions. They're sick, okay? That falls on you. Why not help them when they're not sick, look at some alternatives? For example, I talked to a gentleman the other day in Washington who has a mother-in-law who's 79. Now, she's got a cutoff at her 80th birthday, but we could take some assets that she has in cash. We could put it into a plan whereby if she gets sick and she needs home care, and there's another story about that, home care is what people prefer, home care, assisted living, skilled nursing, then they can tap into that to generate the income, because what they've done is they've transferred it from her left pocket to her right pocket inside that type of a linked benefit plan that we've talked about.
Yeah, and so really, I think what you're encouraging, in particular, baby boomer individuals or her clients, Lynn's clients, that are baby boomers, that are sandwiched between the kids going to college or just starting out in their careers or maybe having their first baby or whatever, and that's occupying a lot of time. Jeannie and I know all about that.
Yes, you do.
And their parents who are very slowly atrophying away, who either might need care in the future or are in the process of needing care, to take care of business now, and you bring up you need to do it really before the atrophy starts?
Proactive planning. It's not a matter of whether or not mom or dad are going to need care. It's when they're going to need care. Well, she's in good health today. Yes, but that could change tomorrow because 70%, I was talking about home care, 70% of the claims, first of all, are home care, and 70% of all of the claims are because somebody fell. And falling is something, you know, geez, happens every day to people. And again, with an older person, it can be devastating. You can have a broken hip and they can be down for the count. What are you doing? You're going from work to home to, you know, trying to figure it all out.
It's a very serious situation. And what we found in retirement planning is over the last 30, 40, 50 years, because, you know, life expectancies have extended quite considerably, that more and more people are now starting to think about this, but unfortunately, they haven't planned for it. They don't have the money for it. So we baby boomers are going to have to step up to the plate for our parents and or millennials for your grandparents. Otherwise, unless they have assets, somebody's got to be there to protect them. And paying out $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month is not a solution.
And even if they have assets, Ray, it's time to make those assets work harder for them under conditions that we know ultimately 70% of the couples over 65 are going to need. Don't sit there and say, well, you know, I'll take care of mom, I'll take care of dad. Don't even go there. Don't even go there, because you have no idea how that's going to change your life. I can count on one hand with fingers left over the number of people that said it was a true blessing. The rest of the people said it was one of the worst experiences of my life because mom ended up getting cranky. I ended up getting cranky. I was worn out. I was depressed. I watched my wife go downhill. Whatever. I see it and hear from people all the time about this.
I want my LTC.net is Lynn's website. I highly encourage you to go there and check out a lot of the different offers that she has. I want my LTC.net, or you can simply call her at 877-270-3127. It's 877-270-3127. See, I slowed down.
Yes, you did.
Because a lot of people say you just talk too fast.
Well, and I've learned how to talk fast from you. So call me, please. Let's look at some solutions. There's tons of solutions, but let's get the problem solved.
It's frightening in many respects, because what's happening today is individuals, they go into retirement and everything looks fantastic. Something happens to one spouse or the other and best laid plans, and then that nice bank account, their 401k, their retirement accounts are being depleted $6,000-$8,000 a month, and people aren't dying on schedule because of modern health care. People are living longer, but many of them in a debilitated state, or at least a state like my dad. He's not totally debilitated. He does walk with a walker. He's very, very slow, but he needs somebody with him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I love the short amount of time, the short spurts of time that I have with him, but I can tell you, that would be just absolutely devastating.
Yeah, he'd be upset with you, you'd be upset with him, and the family would be upset with both of you.
And he does. He sometimes loses it because he's got dementia.
Yeah, he gets
early stages.
That's what happens.
And he starts yelling and screaming and Italian cussing. He cusses in Italian. It's okay if he does that to the ladies that are his full-time caregivers. They get paid to listen to him. And we can bring him a pizza and say, just relax.
Chill.
And then 5 minutes later,
he's fine.
He's fine.
Yeah.
But my
sister,
I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's okay.
But my sister, on the other hand, she really takes it personally.
Yeah.
Because she's the one that spends most of the time with him and gets his doctor appointments.
It wears you down.
It does
indeed.
Wears
you down. You know, years ago, I had a client who we talked about long before they retired, talked about long-term care. He said, no. She said, obviously, yes. So she got coverage. He didn't. Sure enough, he ended up needing care at home for a number of years. I had 5 family members in care, 4 were men. He needed care for years. She had to bring in a hospital bed to the house. And he complained because he overheard them talking about the cost. I think it was like $700 a month for the hospital bed. And he said, get it out of here. I don't need it. And she said, I didn't say it to him, but she said, all I thought was, you're worried about $700 a month, and I've been paying thousands a month for years.
That's true.
Because you wouldn't listen.
We just ordered a hospital bed for my father, as a matter
Thank
of fact.
You. And please.
These are like real life situations,
yes.
Folks. And unless you have been there, or at least closed your eyes and pictured yourself there, you don't think about it. I didn't until I got kicked in the pants by a 4-foot nothing financial advisor who said, you need to do this. And to this day, my wife's claim is it's the best investment we've ever
made. Because she's a smart lady. You know, the other thing, Ray, is that I see this happening all the time when I'm talking to older people. They'll stop. They'll think, you know, I should do this. I want to do this. I like this idea. I'm going to talk to the kids. And then the kids will say, don't worry about it, Mom. I'll take care of you. Oh, for pity's sake, people, don't do that.
Okay, so here's the bottom line. You've got money in your left pocket. You take it out of your left pocket, you put it in your right pocket. What's the harm in doing that? Zero. Zero. You need the money? You want to go buy a condo or whatever, a retirement home? You can still have access to that money. You don't like Lynn Rowe anymore? Tell her to send you all the money back, and within a couple of years, 100% of your principal's guaranteed. How can you say no to that? It's virtually a zero risk situation.
You're lending money to an insurance company that's going to make good on it one way or the other.
Call Lynn, 877-270-3127. It's too complicated to get into on the air. Get all the details. Do your own homework. Do your due diligence. And then make the decision that's best for you and your family. I want my LTC.net. 4 foot nothing kicking me in the pants. And it must have worked.
No short jokes.
No more short jokes?
No more short jokes.
Okay, how about Tiny Dancer jokes?
Yeah, well, okay.
Okay. The Tiny Dancer, Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. I just say it because, you know, 4 foot nothing can't hurt anybody.
Unless you're 3 foot.
And she's funny, too. I want my LTC.net. Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. Thank you so much, Lynn. We'll talk to you next time. 877-270-3127. We'll be back.
Don't let the past remind.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Want to get rid of the odor events in your home? Start using Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear and replaces them with the fresh scent of natural citrus. Citrus Magic. Use the non-aerosol spray for odor events and the solids for 24/7 odor control.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letter, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. This is the Ray Lucia Show. A special thank you to Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. You know, Jim, she and Gene and others that we have on the program talk a lot about this concept of just an asset transfer, a balance sheet transfer. And a lot of people just don't get that. That, you know, if you're sitting with $50,000 in your balance sheet and it's an emergency fund, it's worth $50,000. You take that $50,000 on your balance sheet, you move it to a different line, it's still there. You still have the money, but it's worth $250,000 if you need long-term health care, but it's still worth $50,000 if you need to use it for anything else. As long as the anything else doesn't ever happen, you got $250,000. If in fact you pass away, then it's still worth more than $50,000, and probably a lot more than that $50,000 would have been worth had it just sat in your bank account in an emergency fund. This is why you need to see it on paper and have, you know, these folks that are involved in that area of the business, we are not, obviously, shoot you an illustration of what it looks like. So you can get a hold of Lynn. I want my LTC.net. It's something you did years ago, isn't it?
35 years ago.
35 years ago.
When I first met Gene and we started talking about this linked benefit life policy, and I started looking at it because we were explaining it to other advisors so they could introduce it to clients. I said, this, I got to do this. I don't have the money. So the first time I had a spare $20,000, I threw it in there, and the policy is still kicking today.
Yeah. And so if you, you know, start losing your wits about you, which could happen here in the next, you know, several minutes.
Yes.
Then your wife will have some money. Because she sure as heck doesn't want to take care of you, right?
Yeah, I don't want my kids taking care of me for sure.
Well, that would be the main reason to buy it.
No,
you
exactly.
Don't want your kids taken care of. They'll take care of you, all right, because they know you got that big life insurance policy and all that property.
Lock me in a closet.
Okay, I think it's time for emails, so hit it, boys.
Oh, yes, wait a minute.
All right, so we got some dandies in today. We'll start with Joy to the World. Joy asks, I have several IRAs. You and most people, Joy, have a bunch of different IRAs. I'm going to contribute for the year. Should I add to one or start another? Please explain. Well, I mean, that's really up to you. I think that you have to understand the difference between a self-directed IRA and maybe those self-contained IRAs that you might get from a mutual fund company that are dirt cheap, et cetera, et cetera. If you have a self-directed IRA, I don't see any major reason for you to have a new self-directed IRA and pay new fees for that. But if there's something out there that's really specific that you're interested in, there could be rationale for doing that. I'll give you an example. Let's say that you want to own real estate in your IRA. You would not want to commingle IRA A with the real estate IRA B, because remember, there's risks associated with owning real estate. There's not any liability risk per se when you buy a mutual fund from Vanguard, Fidelity, T. Rowe Price, American Funds, the list of Putnam. I should have named them all or named none, but that's just the way it is. But you don't want to commingle, because with real estate, and you know this well, Jim, you could get sued. So inside that IRA, you'd put your property inside an LLC. You'd do all the stuff that you would do if you owned it personally. But you don't want to get sued and then a judgment against the $500,000 you've got in a different IRA. So, Joy, there could be some rationale for having separate and distinct IRAs. But I think once you have a self-directed IRA, unless your IRA custodian will not allow you to purchase the types of investments that you might be purchasing, you know, from whatever your financial advisor or broker that or you want to do, then I don't see any need or necessity to have more than one IRA. I do recall back in the day, Jim, there, you know, from time to time, brokerage firms will introduce various products, whether they be, self-directed real estate deals or whatever it may be, that would require an IRA that wouldn't fit the characteristics of one you might get from a bank or a trust department at a brokerage firm or whatever. So they have set up these separate IRAs that allow you to transact certain business. But for most people, it's not necessary.
I think the only other thing maybe on the side would be if there would be some situation for a 60-day rollover, potentially if all the money was in one account versus a whole bunch of other ones, or a backdoor Roth conversion.
Yeah, I think we have actually an email on that. I don't know if we'll get to it.
Okay.
But as you know, the 60-day rollover rule has changed. That actually was something that we did back in the day, here in my day, where we would set up multiple IRAs. I guess we should go to that email from Bart, because I may as well answer it now instead of answering it later. So Bart asked, hopefully you guys can post up Bart, because he was for another hour. Bart, I already did a rollover from my IRA. Can I do another? I need some short-term cash. Not advisable, Bart. Here's why. There was a court case a couple of years ago that defined this. For years, we would say, oh, we've got a trick here. Set up seven IRAs, all right? And then you could take money out of one, and as long as you put it back within 60 days, you didn't have to pay taxes or penalties or anything else. Well, what if I don't have the money to put it back? Well, that's okay. Go to IRA 2 and take a 60-day rollover from IRA 2. Use that money to pay back IRA 1. And then IRA 3 pays back IRA 2 over 60 days. If you had seven of them, you've got more than a year covered. And so you could always have that money outstanding. That was a loophole. And yes, we talked about it. Well, now there was a court case that said, nope. No can do. One, Bart, just one 60-day rollover in a 365-day period. So in the other case, in Joy's, was it Joy's case?
Yeah.
I don't know. if you're going to do a rollover, do one a year. Bart, can't, no can do. They changed the law on us. That was a pretty cool trick, but that trick doesn't work anymore. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Now go out and make it a great, great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Biz Talk Radio.